Labasa na talaga ng mga tinatago-tagong baho ito, sis! Oh my gosh! Dahil sa araw na ito, mag-share na naman tayo. Ano nga ba ang iaalay natin sa mga listeners natin for today?
Naku, ang menu natin this week ay medyo maanghang, pero hopefully hindi siya bitter. Dahil pag-uusapan naman natin ngayon ay mga toxic traits natin. Labasa talaga ng baho.
Tama ka talaga, sis. After nitong season na to, wala na talaga silang
respeto.
Okay, sige. Pero ika-clarify lang natin na, kasi this discussion will of course be backed up with studies and papers that we researched plus our personal experience. Kasi, di ba lately on social media, madalas nating naririnig over the past years, I think, yung word na toxic. Diba? Maski yung mga boomers natin, they already know what toxic is, diba? Parang toxic si ganito, toxic si ganyan. But what we want to establish here is that, ako lang naman to, I think it's safe for me to assume or for us to assume na everyone has some levels of toxicity sa katawan natin or pagkatao. Do you agree?
O naman, yung iba nga mas maraming toxic kaysa dun sa good side eh. Ano ba yan? Wait talaga, pwede na ilagay sa hazard bin.
Nalakad na lason ba?
Oo, as in ano siya, hazardous waste, lagay po dun sa yellow bag. Hindi sa yellow basket ha, yellow bag. Yellow or red bag, hazardous po. And I truly believe naman na everyone has a dark side talaga. Imposible talaga na santo talagang isang tao. Meron ka pa rin dark side no matter what.
Yeah, I think kasi ang hirap i-appreciate ng life pag wala kang dark side. Diba? Yung iba pigil lang.
True naman. Pero bago natin pa i-push yung discussion, syempre kailangan muna natin siyang i-define. Ano nga ba ang meaning ng toxic traits? Roma, ikasa mo na.
Eto na nga mga mom, sir. From the article published at betterup.com, as of June 23, entitled Too Toxic, How to Spot the Traits in Yourself and Others, they define toxic traits as habits, behaviors, and ongoing actions that harm others. But many toxic traits, for example, self-centeredness, it can be subtle. Sabi pa nila, naturally, identifying toxic people in your life can be tricky. Kaya nga syempre, minsan maski toxic tayo, hindi rin natin aware na toxic tayo sa ibang tao, di ba? So, when talking about toxic traits, you have to understand that traits can change kasi sa buhay ng tao, apektado to ng experiences, belief systems, and major life changes.
Ayoko tanggapin. pero totoo yun. And we also have to establish the difference between a trait and a behavior here because traits are often innate. Nandun na siya. Nandun na talaga siya. You were born with it. Maybe din lang yan. While behaviors are actions we have control over. So sa Tagalog, yung traits ay yung mga katangian mo as a person. While behavior is pag-uugali. Hindi ko alam yung difference. Charot, hindi ko alam yung difference. So, some common examples of toxic behavior will be dishonesty.
Sinungaling.
Rudeness. Conflict avoidance. Yung nag-walk out sa Senate hearing kasi kinikusin yung budget. Charot! Yung selfishness, tapos manipulation.
Parang ano yan? Parang mga kaugalian naman ng mga nasa Senado. Tsaring.
Ano?
Sige. Balik tayo dun sa ating pinag-uusapan. Yung fact na you can identify your toxicity is a sign of self-awareness dahil nga hindi siya, sabi nga natin kanina, diba? Hindi siya madaling makita. And as people, siguro we are so concentrated with how others makes us feel, kaya hindi tayo masyadong introspective or we don't observe ourselves that much. And siguro yung self-awareness, it comes later on in life eh. Ikaw ba, Margo? Where when did you become aware of your toxic traits? Saan talaga?
Kala ko sabihin, Mamarga, ano, saka ba hindi toxic? Anong parte ng katawan mo hindi toxic? Yung ano, yung likod ng paano, yung likod ng, yung sa ningi, yun na lang yung natitirang hindi toxic.
Alak-alakan.
Pero alam mo, yo, eto, seriously speaking, it's true that you would only know you are toxic as you get older, especially if you become more self-aware of your maybe shortcomings as a human being. And usually, yung mga taong nakapaligid sa'yo, sila yung mirror mo eh. Sila yung mirror mo that they could actually project or they could actually make you realize na you may have some toxic traits. To be honest, I think I've just been more aware of it like siguro when I got to my 20s, honestly. Kasi pag mga bata kayo, lahat kayo toxic eh. Lahat kayo asshole eh.
Yeah, kasi ang ano mo, ang iniisip mo, ikaw lang eh. It's you. Ikaw ang ano, main character sa buhay mo. Ang aga mo, 20s. Ako,
oo.
30s eh.
Kasi pag may mga katrabaho ka na, doon mo na makikita na meron pala talagang iba't ibang sama na ugali ang mga tao. And you start to realize, ayoko maging ganun. Or if you are self-aware, you would start to realize na maybe yung ugaling mong ganyan, it doesn't mix well pala in corporate. Doon mo siya doon ko siya unang na-experience talaga.
Oh,
so labas mo na rin yung sayo. Kailan mo nalaman na masama kang tao?
May kasamaan ng ugali, ganun. Sa akin naman, sabi ko nga kanina, I'm in my 30s, so that was like just a couple of years ago. What? Couple of years ago. Kasi ano eh, there was a time na I noticed I have this negative feeling that comes and goes every couple of months. Tapos, paulit-ulit siya. Na tipong malulungkot ako, tapos maghahanap ako ng, alam mo yung quotes online that would perfectly sum up my, ano, my, how what I feel, ganon. And then sometimes I post them, sometimes I keep them on my phone. Then, after a couple of days, okay na naman ako. Tapos ganun yung cycle. Then, sabi ko, bakit ganun? But feeling ko, pabalik-balik siya, pero pabigat ng pabigat yung nararamdaman ko. So, ang ginawa ko, kasi I do journaling, so I had to go back to my old journal entries and then I read yung mga pinopost. Kasi usually when you do journal naman, hindi ka naman nagjo-journal kasi ang saya-saya mo eh. Nagjo-journal ka because may malaking sama ng loob. Diba? May negative feeling ka. So ayun, pagbasa ko ng mga binaligan kong journal entries, ayun na nga, may pattern ako. And I saw the pattern na madalas akong magkimkim ng sama ng loob. Especially when I feel left out. And at first, I really did not recognize it. As in, so uumpisahan ko na yung pag-share ng isa sa mga toxic traits ko. Which is, whenever, sabi ko nga kanina, whenever I feel left out, unheard, or unseen, or unsupported, I have this thing na mawawala ako bigla sa buhay nyo. Ganon.
As in, extreme.
Oo, like mananahimik ako, tapos that's just, ano yun na, which is so not me. Kasi very active ako when it, palimbawa, group chat. Alam to ng friends and families ko na pag may nagsabi ng something, sasagot ako yung tipong sumasagot lahat, lagi. I acknowledge them kasi nga ayoko nung ganong pakiramdam na walang nagre-recognize, walang, alam mo yung walang, parang kang tanga minsan na nagsasalita ko, walang pumapansin sa'yo. So, ano ko, attentive ako sa ganoon. Pero pag masama ang loob ko talaga, ayan na, hindi na ako magpaparamdam. Tapos, ano, siguro if I were to describe it, I would say parang tinitiklop ko yung sarili ko. Tapos magtatago ako dun sa kahon ko. And then I really feel so small. And then, I would tell myself na, I am nothing to people. Then, kasi as in talaga, girl, ganun yung nararamdaman. Ito yung first time na sasabihin ko to in public. Na ang tagal-tagal kong kinikerry na yun yung nararamdaman ko whenever I hide. Na parang I am nothing to people. And that I am so invisible. I'm that invisible friend that no one would notice if ever I disappear. And there's some truth on that. Parang I feel na may ano ba? 90% true. Kasi nga, wala naman pa yung ibang tao sa'yo eh. Like, unless something would be like, there's something dramatic or grand that would happen and then you would post it on social media, you'll be surprised how much they don't care. But then later on, I understood na, well, kasi ang mga tao naman, they're also busy with their own shits. Kaya lang, yun nga, that's why I call it toxic traits. Kasi nga, yun yung nangyari. Parang, I retract, magtatago ako sa sama loob ko, iisipin ko yung mga ganung bagay, tapos hindi ko naman sila sinasabihan or wala akong sinasabihan, hindi nare-resolve yung issue ko. Tapos pabalik-balik hanggang sa I will try to feel good, hahanap ako ng way kung paano papasayahin yung sarili ko. Tapos pag okay na ako, babalik na ulit ako, okay, I'm back. Socialize na ulit tayo. Tapos pagka na-feel na left out na naman ako, eto na naman ako, babalik na naman ako sa lungga ko, ganun.
Alam niyo kaya, itong lesson dyan is, pag may bayaran sa inuman, huwag niyong papabayaan umalis si Roma. Hindi magbabayaran.
Galing mo wala.
Uy, pero ang bigat nun, girl, ah. Ano, parang, grabe, thank you for sharing that. Dahil, I think it's something that a lot of people can relate to. Lalo na kung paano yung pandemic nag-play out. Diba? Parang, dun mo pa mas naramdaman. Parang maraming taong naging aware na, sandali lang. Wala naman palang naghahanap sa akin kung hindi nila ako nakikita sa opisina, mga ganon. Pero yung sa'yo, the reason you withdraw, is tama ba, is because pag merong nagawang masama or pag meron kang hindi nagustuhan, ikaw mismo ba ang umaalis? Parang ignore mo na lang.
Hindi. It's more of like, for example, when I do something that I'm really proud of, tapos kebs lang sila. Parang wala. Ganon, na parang, ay. Kasi sa akin, mas important sa akin yung sinusuport ako nung immediate group ko rather than other people. Kasi mas parang valid for me yung ano eh, yung ganon. So, or halimbawa, kasi ang hirap sa amin, like, us ngayon, nasa ibang bansa kami. So, minsan, syempre, may mga times na yung mga friends mo, sila talaga yung magkakasama, ganun, or yung may mga group ka na, ng tao na magkakasama sila, they're so happy na parang, wala, parang nalilimutan ka nila, parang ganun. Oo. But I understand nga later on na hindi naman nila kasalanan yun eh, or if there is a miscommunication, kasi ewan ko ba, Marga, for some reason, feeling ko talaga, kaya ko rin nararamdaman na I am that friend na invisible kasi madalas, nangyayari sa akin to, hindi ko rin alam kung bakit. Ako yung nalilimutang isama. Palagi. Mm-hmm. Hindi ko alam kung bakit. Is it because I'm not physically there? Or, basta laging ganun. Halimbawa, ako, magtatawag ako ng event, halimbawa lang. Gusto ko lahat kasama. I make sure walang maiiwan. Pero pag may iba sa ibang group, tatawag sila ng, say, event, hindi ako kasama. Hindi ko alam ko ba.
Pero ito bang feeling na to, did it become more apparent when you moved overseas or matagal mo na siyang nararamdaman?
Minsan dati, nung nasa Pilipinas ako, hindi masyado kasi physically nandun kay.
Okay. Oh, sige. Oh, ito, this is not me defending anyone because I'm sure there's another reason kung bakit nangyayari siya. Pero alam mo ang kultura natin, 'di ba? Nakasama na nga siya sa El Filibusterismo or No Limitare. Na pag wala ka sa pansitan, ito yung pag-uusapan. At pag wala ka sa pansitan, you're not in the know. 'Di ba? Yeah. Ang mga Pinoy by nature, we are quite sociable creatures. We are, and that means physical socialization. Like kailangan malapit. Kasi kung hindi ka nila kasama physically, may mga tao talaga na would just think na, ay, hindi naman yan sasama. Sige, hindi ko na invite. Toxic din naman yun. Kasi just because wala siya dyan doesn't mean hindi niya gusto na nandyan ka. This is something that I've observed din sa mga friends ko who are working overseas. Nasa medical field ako eh. So marami akong friends talagang nasa ibang bansa. Sa kanila ko natutunan na ang friendship talaga, it's two-way. It's really two-way. Kasi yes, sometimes there will be people saying na, uy, buti kayo, managkikita pa rin kayo. Eh, lumipat na yan sa ibang bansa, di ba? Buti, nagkikita pa kayo. sabi ko, kasi we really make an effort to keep each other in our lives. Talagang may chat group kami. Talagang nagkakamustahan kami pag merong major na ganito, hey guys, this happened. Sumagot man sila o hindi, walang problema, pero nakapost doon. Tapos, ang nangyayari doon, dahil constant pa rin sila nakakontakt ko and kakontakt ng mga friends namin, isang, that's a few barkadas na may ganyan ako. Talagang pag umuwi sila ng Pinas, nasasama ka. Diba? That's just one example. Of course, that's not a catch-all solution. Dahil yung sayo, you were able to feel that kasi it's something that you observed quite consistently.
Yeah, and from different groups din. Uh-oh. Kasi yung gusto ko yung sinabi mo na it's an effort. It's really a two-way effort. Kaya lang, super. Alam mo yung minsan napapansin mo na bakit parang ako lang yung umi-effort? Halimbawa, when I see na there's something wrong with the way they post or may mga... alam mo yung very sensitive ako sa, why are you okay? Ganyan. But then for me, pag ako na yung nag-post, parang wala lang, nakita ko na scene nila kasi di ba nakikita mo naman, nakikita mo na na scene nila, wala lang sa kanila, wala silang pake, parang yun, tapos later on malalaman mo na lang na ah okay, they did something, parang they did a project together, ganyan, tapos ikaw parang wait lang, okay, so I'm left out. That's why I think later on I really learned, kasi I'm very extrovert. So later on, I really learned how to enjoy my own company. Kaya yan, consistent yan sa mga pinopost ko. Kasi ilang beses na akong na-hurt, mas na-hurt ako ng friendship palagi rather than relationship. As in, parang nakailang break na yata ako sa parang friends ko. Kasi I'm that person who's always hoping na, ano kayang pakiramdam nung, ano ba to? I'm getting emotional. Ano kayang pakiramdam nung mahalin ako lang the way ng pagmamahal ko sa kanila? Parang ganoon. Kasi lagi ako, as in talaga girl, lagi ako parang ako naghahanap ng attention, ganoon. Kaya, ay naku.
Girl, wag umiyak yung fenty mo!
I know, right? Hindi ako yung eyeliner ko, hindi siya waterproof.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always heartbroken pagdating sa friendship. So, yun, parang, yun na lang, parang hindi ako ma-heartbroken. Di na lang.
di ba, mamaya, we'll also have to discuss how we handle it. Pero syempre, I don't want to let it go since andito tayo sa part na to. Since you've already seen yung mga tao na talagang nandyan, yung mga nandyan lang pag convenient, over time ba, have you already curated a group of friends na alam mo talagang sila talaga?
Oo, as in handful lang sila.
Okay lang.
Handful lang, as in. Tapos yun nga, ang, di ba na-mention mo kanina noong pandemic, parang maybe some felt na konti lang talaga yung friends nila. Ako naman baliktad, noong pandemic, parang I feel na they tried to reach out. But then nung after nag-normalize na, okay na ulit. Parang okay, balik na ulit sa dati.
Have you shared this feeling with them?
Hindi. That's why I'm telling you, this is the first time that I'm expressing myself na yung talagang nararamdaman ko, ganyan.
Okay. So, nananawagan po kami dun sa mga kaibigan ni Roma. Pag mamaya po, naka-receive kayo ng link, pakiclick po ah. Tapos yung link na yun, nakadiretso na siya sa part na to ng recording. Ang hirap talaga. I agree. Friendships are one of the biggest heartaches you can experience. Kasi iba siya, it's love. I truly believe friendships are unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
Friendships are a type of unconditional love. Kasi you can be friends without asking for anything in return. You can love someone very closely. Like, you can treat someone as a dear friend kahit na wala siyang ibibigay sa yung monetary or wala siyang ibibigay sa yung of value na tangible, na physical na. Because the value they bring to you are normally not seen by the naked eye. It's something, you know, special. Kaya, nagigets ko yan. Ay, Diyos ko, ano ba yan? Friendships na pinag-usapan natin. Eh, malungkot din ako pagdating sa friends kasi I've also experienced being heartbroken over friends, as in.
Diba, no, parang mas ano talaga siya, mas masakit siya talaga kaysa sa relationship. Ikaw ba, ano naman ang isha-share mong toxic trait na naging aware ka?
Ako, Leo kasi ako. Leo kasi ako. Ikaw ba ano ba zodiac mo? Cancer ka
I'm
ba?
Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Actually,
ka
match,
pala,
match pala. Tayo. Tayo si Bullet. Diba? Gemini, Leo.
Si Bullet,
tsaka,
ay, ano. Gemini
ba si Bullet? Yeah, Gemini siya.
Gemini si Bullet. Si Kuya Pawang, ano, Aquarius.
Pareho kami ni Apawo.
So, as a Leo kasi, I know I can be very out there. I know I can be very loud. So, ako talaga, as in true blue, Leo talaga ako. I'm loud, I'm intimidating. Pero mabait naman ako. So, ako talaga, I learned that about myself. Na first is, I can be very intimidating. Talagang totoo yun. What else? I'm very blunt. As in, direct to the point ako. And there was even a time in my life. Hanggang ngayon yun pa rin ang niloloko nila sa akin. Ang tawag sa akin before was warga. Kasi mahilig ako mag-away.
Mahilig ka mang warla.
Oo, mahilig ako mag-away. Warga talaga ang tawag sa akin. May bullet noon, warga. Kasi talagang before, pag once nararamdaman kong naiinis na ako, nang-away na ako, as in, and when I say nang-away, sumasagot ako. Hindi ako naninigaw, pero sumasagot ako. So, matalak talaga ako. So, alam ko yun na I can be very intense. And it has backfired on me several times in my life. In work relationships na na-notice ko talaga siya. In some friendships, na personal friendships, nakita ko din siya. Even sa relationship ko with my siblings, kasi iniisip nila lagi akong galit. Pero hindi ako galit. Ganyan lang talaga ako magsalita. So, dahil nga sobrang intimidating ko. Ayun. Kaya pag dito sa bahay namin, pag meron kailangang ireklamo, ako ang pinantatawag.
Kasi parang lagi kang galit.
Hindi ako nahihiyang humingi ng supervisor. Tapos hindi ako nahihiyang magreklamo. So pag mga ganyang bardagulan, ako talagang sinesend ng kapatid ko. Ako talaga. Which can be good at certain times, pero bad din yun. Kaya yun talaga. Ayun.
But being straightforward is not toxic naman. Honestly, ang problema...
It can be toxic when it's hurtful.
Yeah, sa bagay. But one thing I learned in this lifetime is, I think I've been saying this over and over. The problem is that people, ayaw nila talagang sinasabi sa kanila yung totoo right sa mukha nila. Ayaw nila yun. Gusto nila kahit nahuli na nila na lies yan, gusto nila i-sweeten up mo pa rin ng konti. Gusto nila medyo inuuto-uto mo rin sila ng konti. And for me, I don't like that. Pareho tayo. Straightforward din ako. That's why when I have these people in my life na if they want the straightforward, yung straightforward na thing or comment, they go to me. They would message me. Mm-hmm. Tapos sasabihin nila, that's why I like talking to you kasi alam mo yung sabihin yung totoo. So parang ako, okay. So okay naman siya. Kaya lang, so pag kailangan ka lang minsan, kasi pag di ka na nila kailangan, ayaw na nila ulit sa'yo. Oo.
Well, yeah, I agree na may mga taong ganyan na they would all only go to you for your professional, I deem it professional opinion. Pero mas maganda nang yun ang hinihingi nilang tunay sa'yo kung ka naman mangungutang. Girl, magkakayo na yan.
Tama.
Isa naman yung kamusta, tas utangan ka or bibentahan ka, di ba?
Ay, naku, hindi ka uubra talaga.
Ako talaga, as a sales person myself, when I message someone, straight to the point ako kung bibentahan kita.
Tama.
Pero you can reject me directly then, which I don't mind. Pero, talking about being straightforward is, I shared this with you in passing, like, a few weeks before, nagbago sa career ko, na I did notice how my intensity and how my bluntness can impact people around me. Kasi ako, I'm like in the last job that I had, I was the youngest in the team. Pero it turns out na medyo mas sensitive pala sila compared sa akin. So ako, thinking na since we're all adults, they're all older than me, na when I'm upfront about certain things, na they could take it. Na, kasi sila rin naman eh, they could take it. Like they could tell me too if there's something they want to give feedback on. Tapos, by the end of my stint in that part of my career, I discovered na hindi pala kami okay. And it's because of my inherent personality na direct to the point ako. Pagbaliktad ng damit mo, sasabihin ko sa'yo, uy, baliktad yung damit mo. Gusto mo pumunta sa CR para ibaliktad.
Ganun not ako. To, hindi naman to embarrass, but to tell you.
No, yeah. But to really tell you, diba? At kung ako kasi, pag na, ayun din yung problema kasi sa akin na pag friend kita, I would think that joking and, you know, sarcastic comments would be part of that friendship. Pero may mga iba pala talaga, kahit na mas matanda sila, hindi pala nila kaya. So, when they came back to me about it, I was really upset kasi I didn't know they felt that way about me. As in talagang, they hated me because of the way I am. They really hated me. Tapos, and, you know, being able to process my emotions better now compared to when I was younger, I did have to be introspective and think na may mga moments ba talaga ako na naging masama yung ugali ko. So, tinanggap ko na lang. Kung yun yung na-feel niya, wala akong magagawa eh. And plus, at that point, I don't think it was a bridge that I wanted to build anymore. Dahil the person who did that to me didn't seem like they were interested in still rekindling a friendship with me. So, I just took what they said as is. Okay, I get na yun yung napakiramdaman mo sa akin. I did apologize before they sent that message. I apologized if I was too intense in certain areas, ganito, ganito. Pero kung yun yung binalik nila sa akin, tinanggap ko na lang siya. Wala na akong magagawa eh. It also gives me a lot of distrust about forming relationships at work. I really don't want to make friends at work anymore.
Diba, ano? No, nakakapaso siya eh.
Ayoko na talaga kasi minsan iisip mo, kala mo mature sila, pero hindi, mas immature pa pala sila sa'yo. Wala na akong magagawa dun eh. If they also felt that I was immature, then edi, it's a tie. It's a tie.
Okay, ganun lang.
Oh, kasi I have people din naman kasi in my life who are able to tell me straight out kung may problema. Actually, if that person wanted to like give constructive feedback, or if I knew early on na nakakaramdam na pala siya sa akin ng ganun, if they would have told me initially na ganun na yung nararamdaman nila, we could have worked through it. We could have been really good friends. Pero hindi eh. They decided to do that. So, it's okay. Parang hindi ko naman kailangan ng ganun tao na pag naramdaman na nila, buhos lahat ng asido. So, okay na yun.
I have a question though, but before we go to the next part of this episode, did you ever feel that towards the course nung nangyari sa'yo na yun, did you ever feel na you were also to blame? Parang may meron ding part na responsible ka with what happened?
Yeah, or, I did. Kaya nag-apologize ako eh. I knew there were things that I had to apologize for. That's why I did.
No, that's good.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I did. How they reacted to that, wala na akong magagawa dun. Kasi yeah. Kailan nila tanggapin yung apology ko and they hated me, wala na akong magagawa dun eh. Ayun. E di one more person na ano, na nag-hate sa akin. Sanay na may basher. Sanay na may basher.
Oo. Kasi the next question is how you handle your toxic traits now eh. Kasi nga, yes. Kasi nga, diba, we became more aware na, okay, so toxic pala siya. Na may negative trait din pala na parang it can really affect our relationships. Yung relationship around us. So, yun, paano mo na hinandle yung toxic traits mo moving forward?
Diba sabi ko sa'yo na I became more aware of my toxic traits when I started working? Honestly, you wouldn't know that you were handling it until you're surrounded by the right people. You wouldn't know. Kasi nga, pag napaligid ka niya, kanyari, nagkaroon ka na ng mentor na maayos, or nagkaroon ka ng friends na super close and who are also quite direct with you. Kasi masama din ugali nila, so mutual na masama yung ugali nyo. So, kumbaga, you can call each other out. It's really at first surrounding yourself with the right people. Minsan magkakamali ka pa din doon kasi akala mo this person is guiding you pero yung pala sinisiraan ka nila or maybe they're leading you another direction. Pero soon, if you become better at discerning people, you would find friends who are really there to tell you pag medyo hindi na okay yung ugali mo. My friends are like that kasi ganun din ako sa kanila eh. sanay din ako. Kibulit ko to na natutunan talaga yung friend natin, di ba? Manila podcast. May shout out talaga. So, sa kanya ko natutunan na pag hindi kami nagkakasundo, na kailangan namin siya pag-usapan. Kasi nga, ano pa ba ang friendship if you can't improve on it? Kasi...
Oh, that's good. That's beautiful. Oh, gusto ko yung sinabi mo.
Lagi kami nag-away ni Bullet. Lagi kami nag-away lagi. Mas magaling na kami on knowing each other's boundaries or identifying each other's boundaries. Alam na namin. Magsasabi na yan agad si Bullet na pag ganito, hindi ko bet yan. Or pag ganito, oy kitty girl, pag ganito na yung dating ng post mo, medyo hinay-hinay, ganon. So ako din sasabihin ko din sa kanya na feel ko ganito ka na sa akin, hindi ka na ganito.
Oh, that's so nice. I wish I can say that. I wish I can say that.
Ganun yan. Feeling ko itong ginagawa natin, Roma, nagiging ganyan na tayo. Actually, Roma, yung lipstick mo, gusto kong nakawin. Yun, yung mga ganun.
Hayaan mo, girl. Pag uwi, dadalan kita.
Ay, my gosh! Lord, uwi ka na, Roma. Pwede yung lipstick
mo. May care package ka.
So, ano, as we often talk about on the show is therapy. Therapy makes you aware of it. Kasi they teach you how to process your emotions. You're able to talk to someone who's objectively assessing the way you conduct your life. And they would tell you kung meron kang mga behaviors na, wait lang, I think you're doing this because of this. Ganun.
Mm-mm. Alam mo, that's so true. Yung sinabi mo, I agree with everything that you said. Kasi sometimes you have to involve other people para malaman mo yung perspective. Kasi yung perspective mo, limited eh. And also very biased. Kasi syempre, may bias ka. Kumbaga, because you're emotional about the thing that that's happening in front of you. So, ako naman, yan. For example, I talk to people like you kasi hindi ka, like, kayo ni Bullet or ni, I have this friend din na gano'n, parang halaman siya. So, sometimes if I feel na, oy, I need a perspective, ganyan. Also, my husband, ganyan, medyo ano siya eh. Mga halaman niyang mga taong yan. So when I get too emotional, I learned to share what I feel kasi baka mamaya nag-overreact lang ako. Ang reminder sa akin lagi is whatever you see, whatever you deal with, don't take it personally. Yun pala, palagi. Don't take it personally kasi baka mamaya they had a bad day, ganyan-ganyan. Kasi ano nga ako eh, people pleaser ako. I'm good when it comes to reading ano, body language, facial expression. I'm very good kasi growing up, hindi rin ma-express yung parents ko, yung family namin. And so you have to always be on the lookout of their reaction kung galit na ba sila. Hindi sila nagsasalita pero nagdadabog, alam mo yon, hindi kumikibo, binabalabag yung pinto. And so growing up, you learn how to read body language, facial expressions. Because the more they become silent, the angrier they are. So ako, that's why ako, I learned that. Samantalang yung mga ibang kakilala ko, di siya kumikibo, di hayaan mo lang, baka he or she is having a bad day. Pero ako parang, pag ako yon, hala, anong nangyari? Masyado ako may pakialam, parang gano'n. It's backfiring. And so, di ba, parang minsan kasi it's not your business eh.
I love natin si Lay. Sabihin niyo sa akin kung anong kailangan
namin gawin. Mga people pleaser. Oh my gosh.
Yung talaga, no? Kitain ko talaga kung sino yung gustong ayusin ang lahat. Ganon. Ganon, di ba? Yung parang, sabihin mo sa akin kung dapat kong gawin. Yung pala, they just need time for themselves.
Oh, yung di ba minsan, ano gusto mo, Coke or Sprite? Kahit ano, Coke or Sprite, ganon. Kasi it matters to you. Hindi, ano yung gusto mo, ganon. Yung iba, napaka-relax na, okay, sige, bala ka kung ano gusto mong mahablot mo dyan na inumin. Parang gano'n, it doesn't matter.
Oh, ako pag inabutom ako ng Coke at saka Sprite, hindi ko talaga tatanggihan, never.
Both, gano'n.
Ay, mabakit ako sa usapin natin. sige, anong kailangan natin? Sige, syempre kailangan din natin malaman kung meron bang solusyon sa mga pinagsasabi natin, di ba?
Oo naman. Now, sa mga nakikinig sa atin, kung meron din kayong toxic personality na hindi namin nasabi or hindi namin nahagip ni Marga, tapos iniisip mo, may pag-asa pa ba akong magbago? The short answer is yes. But, of course, again, the process may not be as simple because komplikado ang mga bagay-bagay more than it looks like. So, may nahagilap kami, may na-research kami na ang, I call this the AAA approach. It's a three-step process and the first one is awareness. Like what we shared earlier, like what I shared earlier, di ba sabi ko na mentioned ko na I did journaling before. So I do journaling and it really helped me i-figure out na matagal ko na palang behavior yung nagdi-disconnect whenever I feel hurt. So nakatulong sa akin yun. And according to a life coach na si April Price, you can take out a piece of paper and write down everything in your head. For example, right at that moment na sobrang galit ka or emotional ka, ilang beses kong ginawa to, girl, talagang sobrang helpful siya. Or if you don't wanna write it, alam mo yung notes mo lang sa cellphone mo? Ang dami kong mga gano'n, naka-hidden notes. Tapos pag binalikan ko siya, sasabihin ko talaga pag binabasa ko, hala, ang emotional ni ate. Gano'n ako. Talaga, when I look back at it, parang, bakit nga ba ako galit? Minsan may mga gano'n eh. Pero at least, you let it out, diba? Tapos sabi niya, huwag mong i-edit yung sarili mo. Huwag mo ring ihipahiya or i-shame yung sarili mo. Or tell yourself na hindi ka dapat mag-isip ng ganito. Kumbaga, bigyan mo ng chance na ibuhos lahat ng nararamdaman mo. Hindi mo kailangang maging, you don't have to think about it so much. Because you wanna know what those thoughts are. Because they are unconsciously driving your actions. Yun yung reason kung bakit ka nagiging emotional. Tapos, another way to do it then is when you find yourself in the middle of behaving, for example, the toxic way, di ba? Baka pwede namang mag-pause ka sandali. Tapos tanongin mo, ano ba itong nararamdaman ko? What am I feeling? What am I thinking that's making me feel this way? Kasi ilang beses ding, nangyari na ba sa ito, Marga? Nagalit ka or nainis ka, pero hindi mo ma-pinpoint bakit ka nainis.
Most likely, gutom lang ako niyan.
Minsan may mga ganyan talaga, gutom, no? Gutom, di ka pa nakapagkape.
Walang pera.
Nakakainit naman talaga ng ulo mo, walang pera. Tapos papalapit na yung mga bills, ganyan.
Okay, pero ano, in all seriousness, of course, I have mostly from when I would have panic attacks. So, I would have this na, kasi marami na po ako napagdaan ng trauma sa buhay ko, losing loved ones, and I didn't have the easiest childhood. So, I had a lot of unresolved childhood trauma na ngayon they manifest as panic attacks in my adult life. So itong sinabi mo na, you have to question yourself, what am I feeling? Bakit ko siya nararamdaman? These are actually steps for you to ground yourself when you're having a panic attack. And I do this whenever I'm on the verge of doing that. Kasi if you question the feeling, it also allows you to accept it. Okay, why am I upset? Sige, gutom ako. O sige, kung gutom ako, bakit ako gutom? You kind of have to ask, kasi hindi ako bumaba to have food. O sige, totoo ba to na ganito talaga yung nararamdaman ko? What are the physical manifestations that would really prove na ito yung nararamdaman ko? So ako kasi lagi akong may fear na aatakin ako sa puso. Lagi yan kasi both my parents and my sibling died of a heart attack. So laging feeling ko ako yung sunod. So whenever na feel ko nagpapanik ako, I have to check, am I about to have a heart attack? So I would find something physical to prove na hindi siya totoo. So, mahilig ako mag-check ng heart rate, mahilig ako mag-check ng
BP ko. So, nagbi-BP ka? Pareho tayo?
Oh, I need to see kasi, physically, if I'm doing that, mabigat ba talaga yung dibdib ko? Nakakahinga ba ako? Kasi once na-prove mo kasi na the feeling is not real, doon mo maiintindihan, bakit ko siya na-feel ngayon? I just received bad news. Kasi hindi ko nakuha yung promotion. O sige, since naramdaman natin yan, accept muna natin, pero hindi ka na magpapanik. So, ganun yung process ko. And again, I learned this in therapy. That's why therapy is really good. Minsan lang talaga mahal, pero if your company offers therapy, please take it. Whether may trauma ka or wala, it's good to talk to a professional, honestly.
Alam mo, Marga, dapat yata ang mag-sponsor sa atin ay isang therapist o isang clinic kasi madalas nating pinupush dito, no?
Mind Nation, gusto niyo ba kami sponsor? Yan yung mga kilala ko kasi Mind Nation, ano ba isa, Lyra, yan yung mga...
Yeah, ba, why not?
Oo, di ba? Bakit gusto niyo kami sponsor? Charot, hindi man sponsor. Sige, mag-place kayo ng ad sa amin. Walang problema, di ba? If you get the word out, especially Filipinos who don't believe in therapy, kasi, again, clinging to your faith is very important. Yung belief mo, eto honestly, our belief, our faith, will get us through really bad times in our life. It really would. It also doesn't hurt to learn how to process your emotions para you don't feel so helpless all the time. And you can do that through therapy. Honestly.
Alam mo, bago mo ibigay yung second na ano, no, yung second na step.
Yeah.
Gusto ko lang i-share yung ano, kasi before nung hindi ko pa nga alam mag-process, hindi ko pa alam yung awareness etc. at hindi ko pa tinatanong yung sarili ko, what am I feeling? Alam mo ba, ang pinakamababaw na pinag-awayan namin sa relationship ko ha, sa relationship namin was when he said, "Ha?" And then, alam mo, I burst into like sobrang galit na galit ako. What do you mean, ha? Ganon. As in talaga, girl, nagdi-dinner kami. Sabi niya lang sa akin, ha? Tapos after nun, sobrang laki ng galit ko. Na sobrang out of proportion siya.
Alam mo yung trigger?
yung trigger, at first I thought, he was stupid answering me with ha. Huh? Yun yung naisip ko talaga. But then after that, we had to work through and we figured it out na hindi pala, may mas malalim na reason na matagal ko nang pinupush na emotion at hindi ko, kasi nga ako na nga itong si Tago eh. Alam mo, ang galing ko magtago na emotion, hindi ng pera. Nakakainis. Sana baliktad.
Sana pera na lang. Sama na daw yung kaya ipunin, hindi pera.
Kaya nga. Sana naiipon ko yung pera, hindi yung sama ng loob. Pero yun nga, imagine that was like a hell week for like 2 weeks, I think, na ang tagal naming figure out, because I really thought I was just irritated na nung time na yon, nung very moment na yon, he was asking me, bakit siya nagagalit? Hindi ko ma-explain. Basta, yung pala, naipon na siya. And it's a negative feeling. And at that time, I just burst into flame. Gera! Yon. So that's why it's really important for me now, especially now that I understand this steps, it's important for me to process what I feel. Like, I need a moment for myself so that I can have a conversation with myself na, wait lang, ano itong nararamdaman ko?
Mm-mm.
Bakit ako nagagalit?
Alam mo, sa ako yan. Kasi next step, di ba, you have to accept na kurung-kurung ka din talaga. You have to accept talaga.
True.
Napakamungan na ng term na krong-krong sa generation na lang yata natin.
Sandara. To anyone though.
Oo, sandarang-sandara. Minsan, kailangan ko talagang tanggapin na minsan irrational din yung feelings mo. Or, sometimes you have to accept na there are these moments talaga na may volatile emotions ka talaga. Kasi yon, when you figured out, good thing na figure out mo siya. Kasi the issue with relationships is, kung meron ka palang mga bagay na nakikimkim mo pala, ang unfair din kasi nun sa partner.
True. So, takot sa paligid mo.
Oo. Ang unfair pala niya, kung at the moment, kung naramdaman mo na pala siya, why didn't you say anything? Para at least na-resolve na natin nun, so at least hindi na siya naipon ngayon. Tapos, ang nangyayari, nasasaktan mo tuloy yung partner mo unconsciously. Or consciously, kasi syempre, punong-puno ka na, di ba? Gusto mo na makagante. Ay, nako.
Bigla ka na lang sumabog.
So, na-usapan natin.
Acceptance.
Kasi minsan talaga, unconsciously, hindi mo alam na nagiging toxic ka na pala sa partner mo. Tapos, ang hirap, pag wala kang self-awareness, kaya kailangan, after ka maging aware, kailangan doon ka na sa step two, which is, you have to accept nga, may toxicity ka din sa katawan.
True.
Diba? So, tanggapin mo siya. Hindi, you don't have to hate yourself for it. You don't have to feel so guilty for thinking na medyo toxic ka. Tapos, sobrang hirap niya. It's one of the hardest things to do, to accept na may mali ka. Diba?
Siyempre, ayaw natin ang may mali tayo. Ayaw, it's always, for us kasi when there's something wrong with you, parang kabawasan sa pagkatao mo.
Oo. Pero ito nga, isipin mo, ang eyeliner mo nga, pag nagkakamali, ulitin mo eh. Ugali mo pa kaya? Hindi mo ba babaguhin?
Love like, it.
Diba? Kaya hindi ako talaga nag-eyeliner kasi ang hirap talaga.
Tama.
I promise, diba? Pag tanggap mo na may mali ka, tapos you have awareness na you can change it, then doon ka na sa mas dulo, which is now you learn to adjust. You learn to adjust, and sometimes talaga ang adjustment, work in progress yan. Every single day, you have to choose that adjustment. You have to choose it. Diba?
Ito nga, girl, isipin mo na lang pag may ibang taong ang nagkaka, like they committed something, like, na halimbawa, they did something bad to you. Kaya mo magpatawad eh. Binibigyan natin sila ng second chance, third chance. Bakit hindi natin gawin yun for us, for sa sarili natin, diba?
Diba? Kaya ano eh, siguro katulad kanina, diba? How would you know if you are being aware of your toxicity? Siyempre kailangan din, magkaroon ka din ng mga self-reflecting questions para din makarating ka sa adjustment. So my examples noon would be, ano bang gusto kong maramdaman? How do I want to feel about this? I know I'm intimidating. I understand that I'm intimidating. So, how do I want to feel about this toxic trait of mine? And what would I need to think to feel that way? Or anong kailangan kong gawin para makarating ako dun sa point na magbago ako, di ba? So, anong kailangan kong gawin? Di ba? Diyos ko doy. So, syempre, changing our thoughts can be challenging work. But it can be done. So, kaya nga, I think sinabi mo kanina na it's very complicated. And even if you go through multiple therapy sessions, it really takes time. Honestly. Again, it's a work in progress.
True. So, yun. So, ikaw, Marga, ako, we are work in progress. And yung mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon, that you are also a work in progress. Kasi, yun nga, we are affected by our daily lives, yung mga nakapaligid sa atin, mga pangyayari sa buhay natin, di ba? Nababago-bago. Yun yung mga factors kung bakit nagbabago-bago yung traits natin.
Again, we've already talked about ways that you can be aware, ways where you can, the first step being aware is one of the biggest steps. Each step is difficult, pero being aware is one of the most difficult, and I think one of the biggest things you can achieve as an adult. Ang Gen Z, somehow they're lucky because mental health and self-awareness is more prevalent in their generation. Kasi they have access to social media, they can easily see what toxic traits mean, di ba? Mag-search lang yan sa TikTok. May mga therapist na nasa TikTok, di ba? It's so easy for them to learn from experts. But just because nakikita mo siya on popular media, doesn't mean that's the only way. Each person has their own way of discovering themselves. Tapos, huwag nating gawing badge of honor ang pagiging toxic. May mga tao kasing ganyan eh.
Talaga ba?
Oo, yung parang tuwang-tuwa sila na, okay, masama ang ugali ko, o sige, ayaw nyo sa akin. Sige, tanggapin ko.
Oo, oh, yung mga pa-badass, ganun.
Oo, yung parang, sige, tanggapin nyo na ano, parang buong buhay nila, tanggapin nila na, sige, masama akong tao, sige, tanggapin ko siya. Tapos proud na proud pa sila pag nakot na takot yung mga tao sa kanila.
Alam mo, ang pangit doon sa part na yon. You live up with that na, okay, sige, masama ugali mo, but you don't plan on changing yung pag-uugali na yon, and you want the rest of the world to live up, to live with you. Yun na tipong sila mag-a-adjust sa'yo.
Oo. Kasi pwede naman na toxic ka sa lahat ng tao sa labas ng bahay nyo, pero yung mga tao sa loob ng bahay nyo, mahal na mahal mo. Like, you're kind to them. That is, if that's how you want to preserve these important relationships in your life, go if that works for you. Pero if you totally isolate everyone because you think that being toxic, or if you think that these undesirable traits are what makes you powerful, what makes you important, ang lungkot din nabuhay yun. Kasi there should always be at least one or two people in your life who you want to be there with you. Parang ito nga, I keep on thinking about Harry Potter, pero di ba si Snape? Potter fan ka ba, Roma?
Hindi. I watched it, pero hindi ko pa siya nabasa sa book. Pero okay. I appreciate yung... No, I appreciate yung story ng Harry Potter. Like, I like it. Oo.
Okay. O sige, sige. Sample lang. So, si Professor Snape, di ba? Si Professor Snape. All his life, he's been surrounded by trauma.
Mm.
All his life. Until his adulthood. And people accepted na ganun talaga yung ugali niya. The world hurt him. So, as he grew up, he became that person na he hated everyone. Pero si Snape, na kahit na lahat na ng tao is masama ang tingin sa kanya, there were only two people in his life who mattered to him. So one was of course Lily, yung mom ni Harry, and he did everything, kahit na ayaw na rin sa kanya ni Lily, pero he was there always for her, even until the end. The other one was a reluctant connection. But it was actually Dumbledore. Kasi alam na ni Snape na double agent siya. Alam niya na everyone thought him the villain. Pero that connection with Dumbledore, na pinagkakatiwalaan siya ni Dumbledore, was a sliver of humanity he needed sa lonely life niya. So even ganyan, di ba? Alam mo yun, kahit sobrang sama na ugali mo, you still need people in your life. So, kung gusto niyo ng Harry Potter episode, hindi kami gagawa kasi turns out, hindi pala Potterhead si Roma.
I appreciate lang. Sorry na, ma'am.
It's okay.
Hindi, ano, napanood ko naman yung mga movies. But, of course, syempre, kumbaga may iba yung fascination at iba yung take din talaga ng mga fans.
Yeah, like me. Pero hindi yung masasabi ko na, I know that's such a pop culture reference, diba? Pero nobody deserves to be completely alone. Diba? I hope that if you feel na change has to be done, I hope na slowly you can open up your life to actually change. Makahanap at makahanap ka rin ng mga tao na tatanggapin ka. Kung hindi man yung current friends mo, kung hindi man yung mga current family members mo, meron pa rin yan.
Ano lang, siguro yung expectations lang i-manage kasi especially on social media, you feel like if you don't have a lot of friends, you feel that you're cast away, ganun. Na parang hindi ka na, masawa ka ba ang tao, hindi ka masyadong ma-friends, parang ganun. Because at some point I felt that. And I think it was last week or basta this month, I told my husband we were having dinner. Sabi ko sa kanya, ang siguro masasabi ko lang, I feel alone. Like not, I feel alone like when it comes to friendship. Kasi syempre, like, di ba bago tayo mag-record, sabi ko, I miss girls' night. There are things na hindi talaga pwedeng ibigay ng partner mo or ng parents mo, di ba? There are things na ang role talaga is coming from ano, from your group or girlfriends. But, well, you find your way. Like tayo, ito, this is ano, it's actually forming friendship between us, di ba?
Uy, nag-girls night kami ni Roma. Akala niyo ba in person?
Oo, pag-uwi ko mag-girls night ulit kami. So, yun. If ever you feel that, tama si Marga, there are people na baka hindi mo lang napapansin.
Reach out. It's really difficult. Eto nga, now na sinishare mo siya, and I know that you're in a unique situation because you're in a place na kahit na maraming Pinoy, di ba, ang hirap pa din.
Yeah.
So, work in progress, di ba?
Yes, it's a work in progress. So, hopefully, through this episode, you will be encouraged to look into yourself and umpisahan mo na rin yung self-awareness journey mo. Kasi it will change your life. Kaya ito talaga yung pinupush ko dito, Marga, whenever they listen to an episode. It's always related to self-awareness. Kasi iba yung effect niya sa'yo when you become more self-aware, when you become in tune with your emotions. Kasama siya sa pag-mature mo. Ang ganda lang ng effect sa buhay mo. Tas libre pa.
Wala na akong may add. Pero kung gusto niyo mag-Gcash, charot ko na.
We're always open.
Kung gusto niyo mag-sponsor, wala kami yung problema. Pero I'm glad we were able to talk about this. Sobrang exhausting ng ganito. Ha? It's so easy to talk about love and relationships and even funny things. Pero it's so hard to talk about things that you are very insecure about. Ano ba kasi tong topic na to, Roma?
Pero before we close this, I wanna thank you kasi you gave me a space to share.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and I feel seen, heard, and understood. What?
Oh, taray.
Yeah, thank you so much. Of course.
Pero I'm glad that we're able to do these things together. Imaginin mo, things like this are unheard of when we were younger. Imagine sharing this to your parents. Imagine talking about this with your guidance counselor before. Never mo magagawa to. Pero I guess that's why, you know, conversations like this in podcasting are quite important, whether lima lang kayong nakikinig or 500. Hopefully, 500 para naman magka-sponsor kami.
True.
Pero I'm also thankful that we're able to do this. And I'm thankful that you're able to give us this space. Ayun.
Oh, welcome. And if you guys need someone na makausap or i-share yung mga pinagdadaanan nyo, you can always drop by sa any of our Instagram account or Facebook. Just send a message and sumasagot kami. So, yun lang. Yes. Maraming salamat sa pakikinig. Until our next episode. Bye!
Bye!